Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Allied forces now say that as they press their offense to push the Islamic State out of Syria, they have recaptured the country's largest oil field. The government lost the Al Omar field to other insurgents in 2013. Although heavy fighting does continue, Syrian Democratic Forces, with air support from the U.S.-led coalition, said Sunday it did recapture the airfield. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump issued a statement praising the SDF for recapturing the city of Raqqa from ISIS control. Mr. Trump said that the next move is to transition into a new phase in which we will support local security forces, de-escalate violence across Syria, and advance the conditions for lasting peace. In Niger, authorities say at least a dozen paramilitary police were killed in an attack similar to one that killed four U.S. Green Beret and four Nigerian troops on October 4th. Saturday's attack took place in the same area. Reports say the attackers were heavily armed with guns and rocket launchers. They arrived in five vehicles to launch their ambush. The attackers left when Nigerian military reinforcements showed up. At least 15 cadets have been killed, more wounded after a suicide blast Saturday outside the Afghan Military Academy in Kabul. It came a day after an Islamic State suicide bomber stormed the crowded Shiite Muslim mosque, killing 50 worshippers. The Taliban insurgency said that it is claiming responsibility for the minibus bombing, saying the attack was part of its Mansouri insurgent operations underway against Afghan forces and their foreign backers. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA.